You're listening to SBS News.
It was a moment that was decades in the making. At a service at the Australian War Memorial on Tuesday, the Victoria Cross Medal was posthumously awarded to Teddy Sheehan. He was just 18 years old, but the young seaman from Tasmania showed bravery beyond his years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid his respects.
A young man from Tasmania was bound for Timor, a farm labourer who had become a gunloader, an ordinary seaman who would do an extraordinary thing. None of us will ever know what made him do it, said one of the survivors of the HMAS Armidale. Today, as our country awards its most sacred military honour, we ask ourselves the question asked all those years ago. Why did Edward Teddy Sheehan make the choice that he did that day?
In a 1942 battle, he strapped himself to an aircraft gun shooting at Japanese fighter planes as his ship, the HMAS Adelaide, sank in the Timor Sea. The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, also honoured his bravery.
Already wounded and with the sky above him chaotic with death, he made his decision. At the moment, his mates were at their most vulnerable. Teddy strapped himself to that gun on a sinking ship. He was not even a gunner, but in that moment, Teddy became a shield extended over his mates in the water. An ordinary seaman who rose to the extraordinary circumstances.
The selfless act by the most junior sailor on the ship saved the lives of 49 crewmates. Defence Chief Angus Campbell says even today, it's hard to fathom.
He disobeyed an order issued for his own safety. He saw the lives of his mates vulnerable and under attack in the Timor Sea, and he felt compelled to act. As a parent, it's hard not to think of the dreams that Teddy's family would have had for his future. Teddy relinquished that future so that those he cared for might cling tightly to their own.
The Governor-General also attended the quiet and solemn ceremony on Tuesday. He says ordinary seaman Sheehan's story still rings true today.
Finally, Teddy's story resonates because of those who have carried it forward. The family, the shipmates, and the community who never let him be forgotten, who insisted and persisted to bring us to today. On behalf of all Australians, I acknowledge his remarkable service, gallantry and sacrifice. May we all remember it, honour it and learn from it.
Ordinary Seaman Sheehan's family have been fighting for recognition for 30 years. Several attempts to have his valour honoured were rejected. In August, then head of the Australian War Memorial, Dr. Brendan Nelson announced he would be awarded Australia's highest military honour.
An injustice has been done to Sheehan by a series of missteps, missed opportunities, and at times some mistakes that have been made in examination of the facts in relation to his actions.
Teddy Sheehan is now the 101st Australian to be awarded the prestigious Victoria Cross and the first member of the Royal Australian Navy to receive the honour. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.